This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. But we're going to try to get a hold of Jamie and Leah Peters in Bujumbura, Africa. We're going to try to get a hold of them on Skype, see if we can contact them. And it says their line is busy right now, so maybe we could try again, see what happens. And here we go. They're calling in. And a good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, it's
good afternoon.
Okay, I was trying to Skype you, and you were trying to call me on FaceTime, I guess. Anyhow, however we can do it, welcome to BPNRadio.com. It's good to have you back.
Well, great to be back.
Okay.
My wife's here with me, and it's great to be back on BPN Radio.
All right. Well, it's good to have, for those of you that have not met, Jamie and Leah Peters, we have this ministry has been supporting them since 1988 when they first went to Africa. They've been on several times, a spiritual son and daughter of Jean and I, and Jamie and Leah Peters. The last time we talked to them, they were in Malawi. No. I think the last time we talked to them, they were here in our studios in Austin, Texas, or maybe Malawi. But anyhow, they're back in Bujumbura where they went to several years ago. We were able to scout out the land when they first look at Bujumbura, Burundi. So, wow, you're in the process of birthing these 1,000 churches on the continent of Africa, but you've gone back now to Bujumbura where you were there several years. What is going on? Tell us about your transition, how that came about, and what's happening.
Well, it's quite interesting. It definitely wasn't on our radar. You know, when this all started to play out, it's been about a year ago now, and we were talking with our pastor here, who has been pastoring the church since the time we turned it over to him in the year 2000. He and his wife have done a great job, Pastor Emmanuel and Jackie Nkunku, one of our spiritual sons, and they took the church from us after we had planted it and pastored it for almost 10 years, from 1991 to 2000. And then when we left in 2000 to launch out across the continent to plant other churches, they took over the church. And just recently, it's been about in the last year or two, that the Lord began to deal with them and stir their hearts to launch out and go plant a church in the capital city, DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. The capital city, of course, is Kinshasa. And what's interesting is that's where they're from originally, 20-plus years ago, when they came to Burundi to work here. Actually, Pastor Emmanuel wasn't in the ministry. He had just gotten saved. He was a new convert, but he came here and he was working initially with the Peace Corps, with the U.S. government, and then later on shifted and changed jobs, and was working in secular work with another situation, and then but joined TCI, our church, Trinity Church International, when we were still just a young church, became later on one of our pastors, and then when we left in 2000, he took over the church, and like I said, he and his wife have done a great job. They've been pastoring for the last 18 years, but now all of a sudden, the Lord has begun to stir their hearts about launching out and going back to Kinshasa, where they're originally from. And what's interesting about that is Pastor Emmanuel used to say, Pastor Jamie, send me anywhere, but don't send me to Kinshasa. he had no desire whatsoever to go back there, mm-hmm. but it was just supernatural how the Lord put that desire in their heart. And we said, okay, well, we'll be praying with you about it, but who do you have in mind you're going to launch out to Kinshasa to take over the work in Bujumbura. At that time, we were in Blantyre, Malawi. And he said, well, we're praying about that. And I said, well, let's pray about it. So I started to share with my wife after we hung up on the phone. This is a year ago now. And I said, you know what? God might be actually leading us to go back to Bujumbura and resume overseeing the work in Burundi there. And at first, she wasn't so sure about it, and I wasn't either, to be honest, because, you know, usually when we hand over a church here, we've been doing this now for the last 25, 30 years, mm-hmm. when we hand a church over, we hand it over, and mm-hmm. and we usually move on to a new city and plant something, you know, and birth out of, you know, scratch it out of the dust, out of the dirt, as it were, mm-hmm. And then raise up local leaders and turn it over. So that was definitely not on our radar. But the more we prayed about it, the more we sensed that God was indeed in it and that it was the next assignment on our lives. So we began to make plans for it. And we were with you and we shared with you and Gene, and you guys began to pray with us and encourage us and with others that, you know, we're in relationship with, and just confirmation after confirmation that indeed it was the right thing to do. So we've been in this transition mode for the last year or so. And just 2 months ago, we actually packed up house in Blantyre and moved here back to Bujumbura. And we find ourselves back here overseeing the work here in Bujumbura, of course giving oversight to all the works in Africa, but basing again once again here in Bujumbura, Burundi. And they are going to be actually officially launching out the middle of September, so we're in this transition mode here, the two families, them turning things back over to us, us resuming oversight and leadership here, and then they'll make that move back to Kinshasa here in about a month and a half. So that's the kind of long and the short of it there, if I could put it in a nutshell.
How did it feel? How does it feel going back to Bujumbura, a place you were at 18 years ago? How does that feel?
Well, actually kind of surreal. Like I said, it wasn't on our radar, but finding ourselves back here, we just have this incredible peace that it's just the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And you just can't really explain it other than you just know that you know and you know her, that you're where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And it's, you know, and as your book, you wrote the book about, you know, God assignments. And, mm-hmm. and this, we just sense that it's our God assignment that's upon our life at this season. Yeah. And it's interesting to be back here. It really is. It's the same Bujumbura in some ways, but yet different many other ways. And but it just feels like we're home.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, I just can't really put it into words. It's just we're home. And all of Africa is it's like home. Wherever mm-hmm. we go, it's like I kind of liken it to the analogy of a house. When you're in your house, it's your house. Mm-hmm. So if you're in your bedroom, if you're in your kitchen, the dining room, living room, even the stock room, you know, where you, we mm-hmm. call it the stock room here in Africa, where you put your goods. But mm-hmm. But it's all home. If it's your front porch, if it's your back porch. But there's one room that's special in the whole house, and that's your sitting room, your living room. And that's kind of what I see Bujumbura, Burundi as. It's just sort of like we're in our living room again, you know, and we're sitting here and we're at home. We really feel at home and peace that it's just the right thing.
Good. Yeah. I know that when Gene and I had prayer with you guys while you were here visiting with us here in Austin, and we were praying with you about Bujumbura, we really felt a peace about you making a transition back there for that to be a home base. And of course, I know it's in your heart to birth 1,000 churches on the continent of Africa, and I believe that's in motion. And I'm really excited because, you know, I got to be there for the dedication of that church in 2012 or something like that. It's a beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful facility, and I'm really excited about you guys being back there, and of course excited about your daughter and son-in-law joining you and having the four of y'all on the same program. I mean, we're making some kind of history today, and I know that I know that Leah is with you. And Leah, talk about the transition and how people can make a successful transition. Now, transitions are difficult, but necessary most of the time.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in, what profession you are, you're going to face a change. And so for me, being married to Jamie, I have transitioned.
One big transition.
I'm a professional transitioner.
I know. Gene and I identify with that.
Yeah. So I think for me, what works for me is to roll with the punches. You know, you can't be so tied down to the things of this life that when the Lord moves you, it hurts. God is always moving us to something bigger and better. He's looking to do something that's better for us. God can plant these churches without me. So his first assignment is to take care of me and make sure that I'm getting what I need. So every time he moves me somewhere, there's something that I'm supposed to glean from that place that he wants for me. And mm-hmm. So God's not going to put me in a place that's negative that will have a negative effect on me. And if I choose to disobey him, I'm actually going to go backwards instead of forwards. And so it's hard. You know, I broke a couple of things during this transition and packing up. This time we were able to bring a few of our boxes of things. We usually don't. So instead of 13 boxes, I think we had 25. a few things broke. And you know what? They're just things. It doesn't matter. What matters is just being obedient to the Lord. And look at the harvest he's bringing to us. I mean, we're so thankful that Mandy and Derek get to be with us. We've spent our lives apart from our families, our entire lives. And our kids, when they grew up, they left, and we left them into the hands of the Lord. And so the Lord rewards you. I just feel like it's a season of reward to just have them here with us for however long the Lord will have them here. And even our son Stephen will be on that trip. And he's coming for a week. He paid his own way. my son too.
Wow.
And just coming to be with us. This is like, I can't wait till Sunday. Everybody's coming. It's going to be big party. Yeah. So transition, I think, if you tighten yourself up and then something strikes you and you fall, you know, you're liable to get hurt. But if you just roll with the punches, you can bear the change a bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And not hold on to where you are with white knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, in order for you to receive from the Lord, you have to have one hand stretched out to give. So we have to give some things away in order to receive from the Lord. So that's how it works for me.
Yeah, well, that's very good. I agree. So tell us about the transition. How did you make the transition from Malawi back to Burundi? What steps of action did you have to take?
Well, about 6 weeks before I started packing the house, I never wait last minute. And so I started packing the house and selling things and just giving things away, selling things, preparing the church. Actually, a year before the transition took place, we started preparing the church. The Lord gave us a stellar couple to oversee the church there. So we have worked steadily with them during that last year, just working with teaching classes and service, anything that you can think of in the church, we just put them out front. And the church really didn't have a hiccup when we left because they were so used to this couple already. And we had to, you know, when you transition out of somewhere, you know, that's pretty hard because you birth something and then you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So you do go through quite a bit of emotion, and then one morning you wake up and you leave the house. It's the last day you're there, and it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave the church. We left the church property, and it was wow. We sowed our lives here, and it happened again. And we've cried many, many times about how God has graced us to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people have seen new churches born like that from nothing. Right. So that's really a blessing for us. But I packed early. We had to, you know, Andrea had a couple of dogs, but we couldn't bring them with us, so we had to give those guys away, all those types of things. And, you know, you go through the emotions of, ooh, I'm used to this, I'm used to that. But, you know, you just go. And then you arrive, we got here, and God blessed us. This is the first time this has happened to us. Normally, we arrive in a city, like we did 2.5 or so years ago in Blantyre. Nobody was there receiving us at the airport. You land and you get a local bus and you get to wherever you're staying.
Yeah.
So this time, people were at the airport waiting for us, and a friend of ours who we've known for many, many years here in Burundi was traveling and offered us to use her house while we looked for a house. It was amazing. God's hand was there. We walked right into the house, had a bed to sleep on, mm-hmm. and within a few weeks, we found a house that was, again, a miracle. We found a miracle house that's mm-hmm. big enough for us to have Mandy and Derek with us, because, you know, when your first time, you know, your first year on the field, you got to stay close. It's been miracle after miracle. And we got here, we had our temporary work permits, but God has been good for us and has taken care of giving us 2-year permits now. Uh-huh. I mean, within a span of 24 hours, we got our permits. It was amazing. So the transition was eased by seeing God come through time and again. You know, we didn't have money for a car. We were transportless. and an offering came through, and we were able to buy a 2007 RAV4. RAV4? 2008. Sorry, I missed it by a year. Uh-huh. And you might think for over there, that might seem a little bit old, but for over here, it's just, we're so thankful. It's got four-wheel drive, and it's the best car we've had in a number of years. So we're believing for another one, but this one, we're so thankful. So God, He just reaffirmed our emotional whirlwind with just coming through time after time, like He has in every transition. He comes through with a miracle after miracle that you look up and you say, God, that was you. I know that was you. Mm-hmm. So that helps with the transition. And if you just can have your faith out there in the little things, you'll see them. It happens.
Oh, I believe that. So it's evident in both of your voices that you're glad to be home, and you've made a successful transition. And Andrea, how old is she now?
Andrea's 10 years old,
and she's making the transition okay.
Well, she's out playing all the time, so I guess she's doing good. You know, the Lord blessed us in this place we live in, where there's a family right next door. And it's a safe little area for her to play in, where mm-hmm. we don't have to worry about, you know, cars and things like that. Uh-huh. And so she plays and plays and plays, and it's just God lined it up. Mm-hmm. So she's doing really, really well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm excited for you guys, and that you have made a successful transition from Malawi. I know that work is still going on. And prospering, and now you're back at a home base. I believe it's a birthing place for you to birth many, many churches on the continent of Africa. It's amazing how God does that, and I believe it's going to be a place of rest. It's going to be a place of birthing, and I know that you're excited about your future. I'm excited about your future. Let the people know. You know, I was ready if I wasn't able to make contact getting you guys on live today. Y'all sound really good from all the way from Burundi, Africa. I was ready to play one of your podcasts, Leah. And I do play your podcast here on bpnradio.com from time to time. Tell the people how they can make contact with you, donate to you, because I certainly believe in your ministry, your good soil. They could sow some good seed. How they can donate, and how they can get your website, and how they can listen to your podcast. Give us some information.
Wow. Well, you can contact us several ways. You can go to our website. That's www.1000.churchesinafrica.com. That's www.1000churchesinafrica.com. And there's links in there to be able to send us emails, to connect to our blog. My blog is theculturalmisfit.org, as well as the podcast for Africa and Beyond. And if people want to donate on our website, on the 1000churchesinafrica.com, there is a donate page. And if there's any questions, or if people wanted to give specifically towards something, they could email me directly from the website or from my blog site. There is a email, a contact me from there. So yeah, that's how you can stay in touch with us. We also have a monthly newsletter that we email out that on the front page of 1000churchesinafrica.com. There is we put up our newsletter, and if you click on there, there's a subscribe button if people want to subscribe to it monthly, and it would come to them automatically. So yeah, that's how you can stay in touch with us. We're also on Facebook as Africa and Beyond, Africa and the and sign Beyond. And yeah, that we have a Facebook page. You can follow me on Instagram at Leah K. Peters, where we post a lot of pictures, as well as on Africa and Beyond. So yeah, there's several ways to get a hold of us.
Well, that's exciting, and I'm excited and happy for you, and looking forward to getting updates from time to time with Mandy and Derek arriving, getting updates on what's going on, what's happening, and people that listen to BPNradio.com are partnering with you guys in your ministry. So you're a vital part of what we're doing here, what you're doing there. It's good to be able to partner together. And Jamie, why don't you say a prayer before you go? I've got maybe 3 or 4 minutes left here. You could say a prayer for the people and anybody that may be in transition. I mean, that can be a very difficult thing. And Gene and I, we've made so many moves in our 52 years of ministry. You might want to say a prayer in English and maybe a prayer in Swahili, if you will. That's what you speak there in Burundi, isn't it, Swahili?
Yes, sir. It's several languages, actually, in the capital city. Okay. There's Swahili, there's Kirundi, there's French, and we've noticed now more than ever there's even English spoken here, a little more than there used to be. So, but yeah, the main languages here in the city are Swahili and Kirundi.
Why don't you just pray in all the different languages that you speak there for 3 or 4 minutes? And we may not understand it in with our natural ear, but we'll hear it with our spiritual ear. And
absolutely.
So you pray a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, and just one scripture that I was going to share that really spoke to us during this time of transition that we stood on as a rhema word to get us through is in Luke chapter 3, which is actually quoting Isaiah chapter 40, where it talks about how God will make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth, and he would make a highway in the desert for our God, meaning he'll make a way where there is no way, because he's the way maker, he's the way, the truth, and the life. And it goes on to say that he'll bring down the mountains and the hills and exalt the valleys. So meaning that every obstacle that would be in the way would just be removed. And so we've had people praying for us, and I know you guys have been praying for us for a smooth transition, and indeed it has been smooth. That doesn't mean we haven't had challenges, doesn't mean we don't have challenges, but we've just seen the way make a way for sure where there is no way.
Yeah.
And that was the word that we stood on during the season of transition and change, that the Lord would just make more especially the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. So I'm going to pray that right now.
Okay.
Praise God.
Father, go for it.
I'll go from let me start in English or Swahili, okay, and then I'll transition over. Hey, okay. Talking of transition, I'll transition in English. Baba Mungu tunashukuru kwa kuwa wewe ni mwema, wewe ni Mungu mwaminifu, yule yule jana na leo na hata milele. Baba Mungu tunawatia wote ambao wanasikiliza hiyo program, tunawatia, tunawakabidhi mikononi mwako. Tunawaombea Baba, hasa wale ambao wanapitia katika njia iliyo ngumu. Tunawaombea Baba, uwafungulie njia, uwafungulie Baba Mungu milango isiyoweza kufungwa na mwanadamu, na uwafungie milango isiyoweza kufunguliwa na mwanadamu. Asante Baba Mungu kwa kuwa wewe waweza yote, hakuna isiyowezekana kwako. Tunaamini Baba Mungu umesikia maombi, umejibu, na tunasema asante katika jina la Yesu. Amen. Baba Mungu, Father God, we thank you for those that are listening out there on BPN Radio. Lord, we pray specifically for those, especially who are going through the season of transition and change, that God, you would make a way where there is no way for them. Thank you. You're the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord, you are the way maker. So Lord, we just thank you that you're making crooked places straight, rough places smooth, and a highway in the desert for our God. For those who are going through transition and change, every financial need is provided for. We thank you that there is indeed provision for the vision.
Yeah.
So we stand with them. We agree in faith that God, you are closing doors that need to be closed that no man can open, and opening doors that need to be opened that no man can close. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Proud of you both, Jamie and Leah Peters, the work you're doing there in Burundi, Africa. We're so delighted to be able to broadcast across America and around the world. So we'll be talking to you again soon. We love you guys, and we fully endorse what you're doing, and know that you have a wonderful season ahead of you, and we'll talk again soon. God bless you.
Thanks. God bless.
Bless you both.
Yeah, I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Okay, it's good to have Jamie and Leah Peters on. They're live from Bujumbura, Burundi, Africa. And good to have you listening on BPN Radio today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Is it true today? I was stumbling in the darkness, couldn't see my hand in front of me. I was sending up an SOS, and all was lost, you came running. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, you sent the shadows scattering. Went through the clouds a piercing light, and then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life, you've only begun. And fear, every doubt disappears when you shine on us. We wanna see you shine, shine, shine like the stars.
Be only happy. for his amazing grace.
But we'll have eternal you. Be my rescue. Find me and bring me out alive. I will surrender back to the start where you found me. I give you my heart again. Savior.